Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about legacy, specifically what is behind legacy. I hope you can hang around. We're going to roll out the gold. Hey there and welcome, it's Tony here and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. You know, this week the world lost an absolute legend. A legend that never made headlines. He wasn't a celebrity, he wasn't an author, he wasn't a businessman, he wasn't a digital marketer, he wasn't a reality TV star. Today on the Coach Curl podcast, I want to pay respect to a gentleman fondly referred to as Jono. Now, Robin Johnson wasn't a rock star, but to multiple generations of students that attended Corinda High here in Brisbane, in Queensland, he was. Everyone who attended Corinda has memories of Jono. Our lives were enhanced by knowing him, being educated by him. He was our sportsmaster. He led the PE team and so much more. For many generations of students, he was absolutely known for one thing, and that thing was dance. You know, I'm going to show my age here, but I started at Corinda High back in 1979, and Jono was already an institute at the school, and for decades after I graduated in 83, he was still very much an institution. I don't know when he ultimately left Corinda High, but he was well and truly still involved in the programs there until well into the 2000s. Almost everyone talks fondly about Jono, even if their stay at Corinda was brief, even if their stay was tarnished. We all have fond memories of Jono. Now, we all had our favourite teachers at school, didn't we? It could have been someone that showed faith in you. It could have been someone who challenged us to achieve our greatness. Or maybe that one teacher that saw something in you that no one else could. Now, Jono wasn't necessarily my favourite teacher. You know, I had PE classes with him when I was a student. And outside of that, I didn't have a great deal of involvement with him outside of the PE time. He was the subject master of PE, and his PE team as physical education team, as I would have guessed, most physical education teams were well-liked and respected in the school. So and I'd imagine that's relatively commonplace around the place. But Jono left a legacy because of one main thing. He had the legacy is amazing, and I'm really, as I talk about it, almost speechless when we walk through this. He had energy, he was persistent, and he was enthusiastic for teaching the students at Corinda High how to dance. Now, the one thing that was constant at Corinda High during the years was the dance program. Now, I'm not talking about the latest fads. I'm not talking about disco. I'm not talking about alternative dance trends or fads or anything. I'm not talking about the crazes that have come and gone. The one constant at Corinda was the dance program, the drive to teach students how to do the things like the quick step, the cha-cha, the jive, the Boston two-step, the Madison. And, you know, one of my personal favourites was the Corinda High Hop. you know. So long, a long history of teaching students how to dance. Now, every generation that went to the school would have thought that those dances were from another time. But I'm guessing that it's one that most students would also be quite grateful for the experience. He may have been a bit of a dork, a man behind the times, but for the joy of the students, was in working something out they may have been uncomfortable with, hard to comprehend, well beyond their comfort and essentially incredibly well behind their cool zones. So when you're a student, you're either comfortable in existing or you've got this too cool for school process. And every student that undertook the dance program, every student at Corinda High would have had to have been challenged in some way, shape and form, because the dances that we were being taught were in every generation that was taught them would have been old school dancing. And to become masters in that was just quite incredible. You know, Jono was a wiry, he was a wizened, strong leader at the school. He walked with this quickness of step that you just don't see others do. He taught us these dances with a passion that few will ever exhibit and many will never experience. He may have been seen as a bit of a dork, a man behind the times, but it was an incredibly joyful experience. For me and so many others, the memories are fond of a man that put everything into teaching us something that he obviously got a huge amount of joy from. For many of the lessons may never be apparent, but for me, I can do the quick step because of one man's persistence. I can do the cha-cha-cha because of that same man. The progressive barn dance doesn't make me break out in beads of sweat. The memories of dance at the Corinda High School Hall will always be there, but the greatest legacy for me is one of mastery. Because of Jono's energy, enthusiasm and drive, we mastered something that we never thought we would, never thought we wanted to, never thought we needed. We mastered something that we had no idea that we could, should, want or need. That's Jono's true legacy, mastering the stuff that we may at the time think we don't like or don't need. And in today's world of instant likes, of instant gratification, that message is one that we all need to live. And it's that one message that we all need to take some time to think about. You know, legacy is built from daily actions. How you live your life every day is how you will be remembered. Think about how you want to be remembered. Look at how you live and make the adjustment. You know, on behalf of the generations of Corinda High students, thanks, Jono. You will be dearly remembered. You will be missed, absolutely. Your loss has saddened many. And at this time, I send my love and my thoughts to the family and hope for the very best in these trying times. But for the man behind the legacy, all I really have to say is thank you. Thanks, Johnny.
Join the group of people impacted by Seriously Simple Stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause. Back to Coach Curl.
Hey there and welcome back. While we're talking about legacy, I want to talk about a program that's kicking off in Brisbane very soon that has got the real potential to leave a legacy of success right behind it. The program I'm talking about is a program called Co-Starters. Now, I had the privilege of spending a weekend with some of the people out at CoStarters from Chattanooga in the United States. And for anyone wanting to start a business, anyone wanting to develop an idea, anyone that wants to pivot in what it is they're doing, I know that after seeing what I saw over 2 days, the CoStarters program is certainly one of the best that I've seen and am involved in. You know, now, when you think about the history of innovation, you think about the history of the radical change of technology that we're seeing around the world today, you know, Chattanooga is at the forefront. Now, just to give you a little bit of insight here, Chattanooga is a city of about 179,000 people, and they're ranked in the top 5 cities to start a business and be innovative. You know, they're one of the top five places to start, accelerate, incubate a business. And CoStarters is a program that's come out of that scene, out of that city, out of the progress that city has made in developing innovative and growth businesses. It's now entrenched in over 50 cities around the world, and they're firmly on track to reach 100 in the very short-term future. And the concept's been brought to Brisbane through Margaret Aspen of the Aspen Group. You know, so, and just to give you an indicator of how highly regarded this program is, there was a representative from Oxford University in the UK that came along to our training day as they're doing research into SMEs and the impact that they have around the community. And they saw CoStarters as one of the preeminent programs around the world, which is that's amazing. You know, ultimately, it's one of a kind. It's community driven. It's based around some very simple concepts. And one of the greatest things that I see in the program is that it really forces the aspiring idea, the aspiring business person, to really drive into some of their core basic requirements. So it's not focused on tech. It's not focused on any particular style of business. It just helps you walk through a program to develop that idea, develop that pivot that you need within your business, and take it to the next level where you can then really start to drive success. Many people see success purely out of the CoStarters program, and maybe that success is that they then move into like an investment funding stage, into angel investors being ready to pitch their idea, their concept, with some level of foundation behind them. So to me, I think CoStarters is an incredible program. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned one, you know, looking to launch a new product or a new service, CoStarters is definitely for you. The only real prerequisites is that you have an idea. You have an idea that you're ready, willing, and able, and wanting to share with some energy and excitement and pursue. A willingness to study, shape, and fine-tune that idea through the help and support of a collaborative and welcoming community. Now, if you're creative and community-minded and you're serious about turning your passion into sustainable business, then CoStarters is for you. It truly is. I think, from my personal aspect, I think it fills a gap. And it fills a gap with action. And the action creates the business. There's lots of programs out there that can help develop an idea into a business model. There's lots of programs out there that tune into like Cert 4s of business or, you know, diplomas of business and whatnot. And that's well and good. Qualifications and certifications are important. But just because you've got a Cert 4 doesn't mean you've got a business. It doesn't mean you've got a business idea. And CoStarters is an absolute program that will do that for you and will walk you through the steps of what you need to do. It's 9 weeks. It's 3 hours a week. You're in a cohort of 10 to 16 other aspiring entrepreneurs, and you're learning off each other. You're learning from the facilitator. There's guest speakers that come into the program. There's experts in case you need to dive into things. CoStarters is really the program for you. And the other benefit is as the program grows within Australia, we will surround you with the power and support of a larger business community. Everyone that was there on the weekend had links to other business communities, other business networks, other business experts. So everything about CoStarters is designed around helping make you the success. And it really is something that you should have a look at. So check it out. The website is at startupsinaustralia.com.au. I'll just repeat that, startupsinaustralia.com.au. Now, just to reiterate, it's not my program. It's been brought into Australia through the Aspen Group, Margaret Aspen of the Aspen Group. I'm one of the people that may become your facilitator, and I'm really excited to welcoming in my first cohort. But it's an amazing program, and if you're any way dedicated to your own success of a business idea, CoStarters is for you.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
Well, that's another episode of the Coach Curl podcast, talking about legacy in two very simple ways. One in relation to an absolute loss of a true gentleman in Jono from Corinda High. Once again, I just want to share my very simple thought there is just thank you, Jono. And also the creation of a new legacy in the CoStarters brand here in Australia. Check out CoStarters.co if you want to learn more about the program itself from Chattanooga. And do some research around Chattanooga. It's an amazing story that they've gone from, you know, one of the most heavily polluted cities in America to now being held up as one of the real examples of innovative business communities in America, let alone the world. So check it out. You will certainly do yourself a favour. Once again, just a huge thank you to the team at Think and Grow Business, our main sponsor for this podcast. Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. And the philosophy is really simple. We improve the performance of people in business. That's it. We look at mindset, behavior, and we develop leaders. Think and Grow Business, if you need the performance of yourself or the performance of your the people within your business to improve, then head on over to thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. A shout out to the wonderful team at Carter's Cause. That committee's working incredibly hard to bring some amazing events over the next year or so. We will be holding a Christmas event towards the end of this year here in Brisbane. But if not, just join up over at carterscause.org.au and see how you can help. We welcome associate members joining, and we really value any sort of support that we can obtain to help raise funds and awareness of kids born with cognitive heart disease. There's been too many heart angels, as we call them, too many people that have lost children very early because of cognitive heart disease. And of course, Carter's Cause is built around the legacy of baby Carter, who unfortunately passed 30 days into his life. So go out to Amazon, do a search on Google for Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Every sale, no matter where it comes from, 20% of that goes to Carter's Cause. It's a very simple book, sharing some of the stories that have shaped me and where I am and what I do today. So check it out, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Of course, it's available at strongerbraverwiser.com, and that is where your purchase will provide the most support back to Carter's Cause. So that's it for our podcast. And as we always do at the end of the podcast, thank you very much for joining me today. I hope that you've taken some real value about the value of legacy. Remember, it's what you do every day that you'll be remembered for, that will create your legacy. So today, don't stop waiting. Stop waiting to create the legacy that you want to create. It's what you do today and every day that will create the legacy. But as per always, just don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. Until next week, I'll see you.